You know, living out our purpose means living in surrender to God. When we surrender to His will, it doesn't mean that we're supposed to sit back and do nothing. It means we continually seek Him as we move forward. The Bible promises us that He will make our path straight. But for Him to direct our steps, we have to keep taking them. Let's talk about it today on Lift It Up. Hi friends, welcome to the daily podcast Lift It Up. This short encouragement is meant for leaders in all walks of life. On the mission field, serving a church, in the business place. We're all leading somewhere. Hi, I'm Pastor Rick Melikan, and I'm so glad you joined today. So how do you keep your path straight? Proverbs 3:6 says, "In all of your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." You know, years ago, God gave me the vision, the abilities, and the desire to start a discipling relationship that would help leaders of all ages learn how to immerse their life into growing and knowing Christ. Now, at the time, I didn't know how to execute a dream like that. Now, I knew it wouldn't happen overnight, but I wasn't even sure where to start. I would need people willing to enter a stringent discipling relationship, then somehow convince them that they would need to be vulnerable to one another. Those are just a few things. Instead of getting overwhelmed, I decided to seize the opportunities God placed in my path and trust Him with the entire outcome. He began to open doors for me to reach into the path of people I didn't know. And a trust was already being established because they had been able to know me before we actually ever met. Now, it was hard work. It required that I would work early hours and be around people that were not like me. Honestly, I wanted to stop every week. You see, it pleases God when we seek Him in our decision making. Even when I've made a wrong turn, I've seen Him turn my path and bring me back to where He wants me to be. The key that I would learn over the years was to honestly submit to God's plan, and when you make a mistake, He still makes it work. He knows your heart. Now, there have been times when it was clear to me that He made a way, and times that He would close a door. I believe that He is working it all out because He knows my heart is to serve Him. And if we acknowledge Him in every moment, surrender our future, try to make decisions that honor Him, His purpose for our lives will become clear. But we do have to stay open to whatever God has planned. Even though you might not be sure of the final destination, ask yourself what step you feel God is leading you to take right now. Some of you are serving in ways today that you would not have dreamed of 10 years ago. If you're good with kids, you might try serving in the kids' ministry at your church. If you're good at organizing, maybe you would enjoy helping your local clothes closet take in new items and keep things orderly. If you can't yet discern where God is leading you, start inviting people to church. As Christ followers, we're called to bring more people with us into eternity. Paul said in Colossians 3:23, "Put your heart and soul into every activity you do, as though you were doing it for the Lord Himself and not merely for others." In other words, just start putting your talents to good use, pouring yourself out in service of His kingdom. Taking an uncertain step in honor of God is better than doing nothing. Someone once said, "Don't let the fear of making the wrong step keep you from moving forward." You see, He is trustworthy to create something extraordinary from your offering of your time, your talent, and your treasure. God, we thank You for including us in Your plan. I know You have a vision for our lives, and I trust You to direct every single step toward the purpose that You have planned for us. Help us continue to process what You say in Your Word. Help us to see ourselves through Your lens of truth. Show us what we're passionate about, what we're good at, what we've overcome, where You're leading us, and how the sum of all those things together qualify each one of us to do Your work. Lord, personally continue refining me so I'm prepared to serve in the role You've carved out for me. All I want to do is honor You with my whole life. Guide each of us to make our paths straight. And it's in His name we pray. Amen. Well, you know, I want to thank you for joining me on Lifted Up. Remember to hit the like and subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And remember, sometimes life's going to give you more than you can stand. Please kneel. God bless. I'll talk to you next time on Lifted Up.